Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Ian Graham, and he is the sole member of the Nathan Jurgensen Experience. Nathan Jurgensen Experience, take it away. Could you please never play me on to a guy that hung himself like by the time he was 25? It is Bernard Summers' birthday. So ladies and gentlemen, give it up to Bernard Summers. He's part of Joy Division. He's part of New Order. He really changed the world. Bernard Summers, sadly, is not one of my heroes. I have two heroes, one old and one new. I grew up with television. I still remember watching the television show Batman. Batman was a series about a rich guy, and I liked him. He was really rich, and he solved stuff quickly. And I watched that every day after school as a child. And before school as a child, I watched two things every morning. I watched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I watched the Bozo Sideshow Circus. Bozo was a – thank you, sir. Give it up for Bozo, everybody. Bozo – damn right, guys. Bozo was a great show, and I would get – that's right. You actually know Bozo. Fantastic. Now it's a monologue. Okay, so – I watched that while I was getting ready, but the first thing I saw was Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers is still a very, very big part of my life. It's those are two of my three idols, Bozo, Mr. Rogers, and Johnny Cash. Those are the three guys I've always wanted to be like, because Johnny Cash burnt down a forest. I don't know about his music. I just like that he burnt down forests. But Mr. Rogers is a huge, huge part of my life. And the other person recently that's come into my world that I love, and he really comes into my world during the holidays, and his name is Cat Williams. Cat Williams is he's a very, very funny stand-up comic. He's got a lot of specials. Pimp is in the title of two of his six specials. His most recent special is Catpocalypse. It's spelled not how you think. And it's currently on Showtime On Demand. I highly encourage you watching it. Cat Williams and I have a very unique relationship. My mother, her favorite comic is Cat Williams. So we watch Cat Williams specials every single Christmas Eve for the last 6 years. I didn't realize this was a tradition until this year when you watched Catpocalypse. Now, the thing that you guys might not know about Cat Williams, he sells out arenas. He makes TMZ news. He's currently touring with Suge Knight for no reason. This is true. A lot of his punchlines are kind of prop-based. One of his most famous punchlines is using the microphone as a dick, because he's like, hey, I'm friends with Shaq, I'm short. That Shaq's dick on my head. That's his bit. It's really good. I love that bit. Another one of his bits is dancing. He's really good at dancing, specifically to the song Hustlin' that opened his 2009 special. Do you know that song? Do you know no Hustlin'? You're a horrible Nathan Jurgensen experience. I'm disappointing you, Ian Graham. And his most recent special is called Catpocalypse, because it was recorded on New Year's Eve going into 2012. And guys, it's time that we get right with God. And that's true, because the world's going to end. It didn't end, but you know what I mean. It's the same idea. And Cat Williams, just like, I've been watching these Cat Williams videos now for, I think, 10 days straight. And I've learned nothing other than he is part of me. I don't want that part of me. I want the Mr. Rogers part of me. After watching Catpocalypse with my mother on Christmas Eve, who else can say that in the world? Hopefully no one. That's a horrible tradition that we have. But anyways, I drove back to Washington, D.C. from Chicago, because I live here and not there. I stopped in Pittsburgh on the way through, and I visited the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. It is a wonderful place full of joy and education and love and hope and beauty. There is a problem with me going there alone as a 30-year-old that looks like this. And I did that. I parked my rental car. I put 90 minutes of change in the rental car because I was like, well, this is a $13 admission fee. I'm going to see the most of Mr. Rogers. I walk to the museum. I happily pay my $13, which to you is like, that's nothing. To me, that means a lot. I don't pay for things. I'm not that guy. I'm like Cat Williams. I just hang out with Suge Knight. We just get into places. So I go to the museum, and I see all the things that I watched growing up. I saw the things that kind of make me dress the way I dress. I saw his cardigan that his grandmother knit for him. It's a beautiful blue cardigan that they have on the first floor. On the second floor, they have all of the puppets. They have these awesome, they have Henrietta Pussycat, and they have Daniel the Tiger, and the King, King Friday is there, and it's just beautiful, and it's on my phone. I look at it when I'm sad, and right across from there is one of the small sets they had in the Land of Make Believe, where Owly the Owl lived, and I hung out in that. I stood there alone. I stood there alone, and I went from exhibit to exhibit, just quietly weeping. I know it was quiet because I didn't say a word, because I was like, this is going to scare children. The only people that knew what I was doing were other parents, and I did not make eye contact with any child for very good reason. So I'm crying at the puppets, and someone from the staff taps me on the shoulder, and they go, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, this is beautiful. And they go, could you leave? So I don't leave. I go, yeah, I'll leave. But I went to the gift shop. I showed them, and I bought a $7 miniature red trolley that I now have. I do not regret this purchase in the least. This is the most important piece of wood I've ever bought. That was a weird sex joke. I'm sorry. Mr. Rogers wouldn't approve. But Cat Williams wouldn't either, because gay people are sick and disgusting. It's time to get right with God, everybody. Cat Williams. So I go back to the car. I'm like, I think I've been here so long. I probably have a ticket. This isn't good. I only put 90 minutes in. I get back to the car. I was there for a total of 15 minutes. Felt a lot longer. I drive throughout Pittsburgh, and they have this gorgeous, gigantic, like bronze statue of Mr. Rogers right across from the stadium, the football stadium, where people don't die of brain injuries. And I can't find parking, so whatever. I drive back to D.C. like weeping tears of joy for the next hour, just thinking about all the beauty in the world. And then I realized that it's the first thing I did when I got home. I didn't kiss my wonderful fiance. I didn't feed my delightful cat. I watch more Cat Williams videos. And ladies and gentlemen, if there's one thing that I could portray to you, it's not that I'm your neighbor and that we're all beautiful, unique, wonderful flowers and we're going to be friends. Is that a microphone is a dick is super funny. So for the last time of 2013, hey guys, I'm friends with Shaq, but my name is Cat Williams and I'm really small. There's dicks on my head. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic show tonight. We have one of the guys from Eastern Confederacy. I hope that's right. No, it's Confederate, because they're not the South. And he's also the frontman of Shark Week, who's an absolutely fantastic band. Ryan Hunter Mitchell is here. Please put your hands together for Ryan. We have one of the best producers of comedy in Baltimore, and actually a very funny person from Baltimore. He will prove it with his laughs. Alex Broslowski is here. Please put your hands together for Alex. Sean, my good friend Sean Joyce, is going to let me say horrible things about his comedy in a brand new segment we have called Comics Leashed, and it's going to be great. Sean Joyce is here. And then finally, we have Sarah Armour. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the Nathan Jurgensen Experience. He was kind enough to appear as a musician with his band Shark Week, and they just played a great set. You can hear that set as part of our Best of 2012 music episode. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the extremely talented, I'll make fun of him once he's on stage, Ryan Hunter Mitchell. Ryan, get up here, buddy. That was perfect. Thank you so much. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing good. Should I hold this?
You should definitely hold it.
All right.
You're not singing. You're talking.
Okay.
Now, Ryan, you're part of Eastern Confederate.
Yes, that's correct.
What is Eastern Confederate?
It's a hair salon slash gambling joint. I don't know.
Okay, now let's talk
about hair, primarily.
The hair salon thing, that's boring. I get it. You cut hair. Scissors and hair, it's a lifelong skill. You're going to have it forever. You're going to help the world be beautiful.
Of course.
Okay, now let's talk about the gambling aspect of this.
Okay.
Okay, how, why, what?
I don't know. It just keeps it it's not I guess it's become more regular than originally planned, but
How does the gambling work?
We do once a month, we do a gentleman's night where we have like a shaves, like straight razor shaves, and usually some form of gambling. One time we bought mice, and we made a track and gambled on mice racing.
Okay, is this legal in any way?
No.
Perfect. Now, absolutely not. Why haven't I been invited to any of these fun activities?
They're on Friday nights.
So? What time?
They go now.
It's right. Are you missing one right now?
No, once a month we do it.
Once a month?
It's usually like 8 till 11, but that goes...
Why don't you ever invite
me? Okay, you're invited to the next
Thank you. When is it? I'll put it in my calendar.
We're so bad at planning anything.
Wait, so you're bad...
Soon.
You're bad at planning illegal gambling activities that include mice?
Yeah, and they won't have mice next time.
Now, for the listener at home, we've done a show together before.
Yes.
That wasn't the talk show. We did a show that Andrew Bucker produced. It was a very fun show.
Yeah.
And I said that you look like a certain famous individual.
Yes.
Who was that famous individual?
I don't know him by name.
No one does. Don't worry about
that. But, yeah, he shot the people in Colorado. And it's true.
You look exactly like that guy. Which leads me to my next series of questions. Why did you do that awful thing?
You know, I just... someone had to. I figured, you know.
So what you're saying... You could have denied all...
Could have thought of anything else.
You could have. You knew this was coming, but you decided not to.
Usually, yes.
You're also the frontman of Shark Week.
Yeah.
Okay, why? Why play music? It's kind of boring, right?
Yeah, well... They're terrible people.
The band or all musicians? I agree completely.
Right.
This guy's on his phone. He's a real loser.
This is public record. I mean, you could Google this. It's absolutely true.
You could Bing it, guys. Bing it. Don't use Google.
We're terrible.
Bing Google, everybody.
He's Bing. Ask Jeeves, and it'll tell you. No, it's a fun thing to do to waste away your time and money.
Now, how much money do you make a year?
Feel
free to lie.
Pesos. Music?
No, not music. We know it's none. That's a silly question.
I'll find that out.
How old are you?
27. 28. Fuck me. I can't even count.
You're running out of time.
Yeah. So, yes, that's true. That's absolutely true.
What's the goal? Because it seems like you'd be cutting hair until you die, and that's a great profession. And like I said before, it helps the world. Now, music, on the other hand, only harms yourself.
Yes, true.
And you put things in your body that you wouldn't do if you weren't playing rock and roll.
Yeah.
You wouldn't shoot at movie theaters if you weren't playing rock and roll. What
Smaller
makes...
Smaller theaters.
More mom and pop shootings. Because you're indie rock. Like, that's the problem with these shooters. It's just too much mainstream.
And then you get drawn by, pop culture is asking you to go further and further. And you just get... Yeah, and then the main theaters,
Yeah, so you're really hurting mom and pops when you shoot up megaplexes, mm-hmm. is what you're saying. Could you not drink while I'm asking you questions?
Were you asking something?
I don't know. I'm just talking
I'll not
right
drink
now.
Till later. Okay.
Okay, okay. So, seriously, though, why'd you start the band? And why did you have an ungoogleable name? Your band name is Shark Week.
Yeah, it's absolutely impossible to Google us.
Yeah. Why did you do that?
Because
you're not an awful band. Here's the thing. Start a side project that you just do one-offs and use all those names.
Yeah, well, we planned on being an awful band.
Oh, really?
So that was... Yeah, almost. Yeah, I've been playing banjo for a while and just doing...
That's right.
So we've been... I wanted to get back into playing louder music. Andrew Bucket and I joked about starting an all-girl surf band called Shark Week.
Andrew Bucket's a male.
So
you're a male.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was... you're getting it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, we figured that would last maybe a show, probably just an idea.
And it did?
Andrew never showed up to practice.
Andrew's being Andrew.
Exactly. Because he had the idea right. He was following through with the idea of not being a real band. And then it just turned into halfway a real band. And
now we're
stuck with the name.
But you have four people in your band.
Yes.
You have one woman.
Yeah. Well.
And three males. Do you know what an all-girl band means?
See what you're doing here?
And asking simple questions. Asking the obvious.
To twist my words.
It's gotcha journalism, in fact.
Yeah. That was part of the novelty.
Okay, so you're good. You're
not being real.
You're in a good band.
Okay.
And you have a job, and I know your drummer is a really professional job.
Yeah.
And so, yet you still make good music, and you're in D.C. How did that happen? Because that's not the norm. I'm saying is the music here isn't very good, everybody.
Well, I'll...
it's not. It's really...
I'll agree with that.
He agrees.
Yeah, I'm not...
Thanks, man. I like your band. Shut up, Fire in the Wheel. See? Now you shut up. I shut him up with compliments.
That works, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So seriously, like, how does this happen? Like, why are you here? You don't have to be in D.C. Why are you in D.C.?
A company I used to work for moved me out here.
What's the company?
Vidal Sassoon. You can defame them all you want. No, they're a cool company.
Wait. You really worked for Vidal Sassoon?
Yeah. And they moved me.
Seriously?
Here. Yes. And then I quit.
Did you see something Zohan?
I did not.
Don't Mess with the Zohan?
Did not see it.
The premise of that film is a man in the Israeli army wants to cut hair, and he has a Vidal Sassoon book from the 80s. So then awesome. He makes a pilgrimage to America and then meets Vidal Sassoon.
Oh, that's great.
While having sex with people along
the
way.
That's
how different is your story?
I have not met him whilst having sex with people.
But you've met him.
Well, before he died. How do you say? Yes, I've met him. Yeah. He's dead now, I guess.
Do you miss him?
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, I miss him too.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Why should people go to get overpriced haircuts from you?
Because
they're expensive, let's be honest.
Yeah, because it's slightly...
How much are they?
45 for a guy, 55 for a girl.
That seems a little steep.
Yeah. I mean, I used to charge 100, but...
What?
Yes, it was stupid.
How many people would get their haircut for 100?
A lot.
Really?
A lot of not smart people.
How is my hair
right
now?
Throw money away.
Honestly.
I mean, come on. It's not. You know, this is gotcha journalism again.
No, I want you to. Fuck with me. I want you to give me the honest opinion. What would you do to this mane?
Let's take a look. The fade on the side is good. Actually, you have a good barber. Yeah,
thank you.
The weight is a little. Yeah, the corner's a little high in the back.
Do you not like that?
Well, it's just it's aiming for a chin that would fall about here. So
okay.
So and that's not
no. That's true. Yeah, for the listener at home, no, that's good. It's an audio podcast, though. What you're saying is I have a very weak jaw.
Well, no, it just isn't strengthened by having a high corner in the back.
And I have. I wanted to do more clown references, but I don't want to. I don't have crusty hair. I have Sideshow Bob hair, is what you're saying for the listener at home.
We'll go with it. Yeah.
I look exactly like Sideshow Bob. Gigantic feet. All right, that's cool. But seriously, you've sold nothing. I'm trying to like get you to get...
Yeah, well, because we serve you a cheap beer.
But your haircut's expensive. Why not serve craft beer?
I mean, I'm not trying to convince anyone who doesn't like convinced. I mean...
So you're too cool to give haircuts to the common man.
Definitely way too cool to give haircuts. No,
there you go. That's
just
a good statement.
You know, I don't know. Some people, like, it takes a little longer. I don't know. I don't spend 15 minutes on it.
Are you legit? Because here's the question. Because on the website, you actually say we're, like, an almost legitimate business.
Yeah.
That's on the website.
It also says, like, grand opening coming soon. I haven't even touched a website in so long.
You should be failing and not succeeding. You know that, right? Because you're, like, doing
well. There's a lot
of
truth to that.
You're doing well, and I like you, and I really don't want to. Here's why I don't want to like you. You're thin. You are. You're thin. I understand. You made a bulimia joke right now. It's an audio podcast.
For the audio,
For the audio podcast.
For those of you out in the audio world.
They didn't laugh. You had to say it.
So, yeah. We
do I make you uncomfortable?
No. You know, your haircut, mildly.
Aww.
No.
Could I ask you a real serious question about pomade?
Yes.
Do you use any product in your hair?
Not that I know of. Sometimes we'll spray shit in it.
Okay.
At the shop.
But like today?
No.
Okay.
It's just...
I don't... Because your hair looks intentionally messy.
Yeah. Very.
Is it?
It's a strict... Well, yeah. I mean, it's intentionally that I don't unmess it up.
Okay. Now...
That's the extent.
I use pomade.
Okay.
What should I be using? No, what brand should I be using? This is a serious barber question.
You know, Murray's is good, but it gets all over everything.
Yeah.
So other than that, I don't know.
I use Layrite currently.
Okay.
I'm not in love with it. I've been using it for about 2 years.
Oh, yes.
You have to use a lot, and I don't. It's a little thick. My barber actually said it smells like the stripper's breasts.
Okay. Well, then I would keep using it.
Now, he said that's why you should stop using it.
Teach their own?
So you're saying Murray's is a little too whatever, but there's
not... It just gets all over your pillowcases.
What do you recommend?
I mean, honestly, I'm so bad at products. I'm the worst guest ever. I don't know.
You're one of the worst.
Yeah, I'm up there.
You know Fringe Festival? We'll talk off mic.
Yeah,
okay.
They're...
Oh, God. That was a rough show. Ugh, rough.
Get me started.
Oh, we had this one comic last year that was so transcendent that he fought people's parents in the crowd. and we had to cut the entire set out of the podcast. I
heard about this guy. Yeah, he's like a fascist.
No, no, perfect. Okay. No, you're getting it wrong. Yes, okay. He was sexist and racist and homophobic, but what I like to say is that was perfect.
Yeah.
He had a perfect set. It was perfect. So I was kind of hoping that that's what would have happened tonight, but you've said nothing xenophobic. I'm kind of disappointed in you.
Well, I try to steer clear of the xenophobia on mic.
Boring band leader.
Yeah, with how many people listen to this podcast, I'll get shot.
You'll get shot. We have a little over 1,000. We're fine.
Okay, I won't get shot.
Yeah, you're fine.
Who's going to shoot the guy who shoots theaters?
That's good. I like that one. Where's your next Shark Week show?
I know Baltimore on the 19th.
Oh, that's fantastic. Are you playing Golden West?
Yes, we are.
That's fantastic. We just did a show there.
Oh, great.
It didn't go well. We're going back to the Wind-Up Space. That's a much better venue for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not familiar with the Wind-Up Space. Golden West is great.
Well, great for you. Good job. And then Eastern Confederate is open.
Yes, we're open. We're open in Mount Pleasant underneath the Western Union. In case anyone thought I was a severe racist or like Southern loving person, our name is solely just based on being beneath the Western Union.
I get it. East West, I get it. Why not do Southern Confederate? Because it sounds too...
Yeah, it sounds worse.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But you're literally under that. Shouldn't you be like across the street if you were Eastern Confederate from Western Union?
Yeah, that would make sense. Well,
why not just say Southern Union?
Okay.
Not change your name. That's a better name.
I'll look into it. We're trying to be opposite.
That's the opposite.
It's a joke. Eastern.
It's not really the opposite, though, because you still have Confederate in the name. Or no, that is, I take it back.
Yeah.
With you. You know what? You just got me. Gotcha. We have one more question. This is from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD. Uh-huh. It's a truly awful book. I need you to pick a number between 21 and 26.
Ooh, can I pick 21?
Yes, you can. All 21. Right. Feel free to lie, okay?
Yep.
If you were dating several people and one sent you a love note and flowers, would you hide them or display them openly? If you display the flowers and one of the others asked about them, what would you say?
Well, if I would hide them, certainly, if anyone else is going to be around. And who asked you this? Which one is asking you to ask me this?
A delightful woman named Michelle sent you the flowers. Shut the fuck up. They're a mixed bouquet.
Okay.
Shut up! She didn't just go to Safeway. She went to FTD.com. She put in the code, lock the gates, and then she got a discount on flowers.
Oh.
It's a great discount on flowers.
Gotcha.
Now, these are flowers that meant to be showed. Now, this other woman, her name is Felicia.
Uh-huh.
And it's spelled really weird with a Z.
Makes sense.
You're on the fence about...
Capital Z.
No, that's disgusting. Yeah, now, which... Do you let Felicia see the flowers that other woman whose name I just made up and forgot sent you?
If I did let her see the flowers, it would definitely be so that she knew that Michelle...
Thank you.
Got them for me. I mean, that's correct.
So I don't say
my mom sent them to me.
So you don't lie. So you're an honest man.
No, I would throw them away, but if I did leave
that's
them out,
horrible.
It would be for
Are
the
you
reason.
Single, Ryan?
If I know someone who would be very mad if I said yes. Yeah, of course. I'm single.
Do you want to change that? Do you want to fall in love tonight? Are you afraid of love?
I already have.
Already have what?
I pointed at him for the audio listeners. I pointed.
Already have fallen in love?
In love.
Do you
tonight.
Want? You want to consummate love with me?
In front of Michelle?
No, okay. I'm private.
Okay.
I won't take my shirt off in front of other people. I'll take it in front of you.
No. Fucking around.
That's funny. Consummate. I got it. Thank you so much for. No, you can't steal. Don't steal my bit. Stealing other people's bits. I've menciated that already. I own it. Your band is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you for letting
me grill you about nothing. And you're going to close the show with a song or two. Is that right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Thank you so much. He'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very talented, very nice Ryan Hunter Mitchell, everybody. I'm the front man. Nirvana, everybody. My name is Paul McCartney. Coming to the stage is a very, very, very funny man, and I'm really happy to have him here. We've been trying to get him on this show for about 6 months. It's finally had an open date. He runs this show called Chuckle Storm at the Auto Bar in Baltimore. It's a fantastic show. You should definitely go because my good friend Adam Friedland will be on this show. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny, yet very controversial. He's a guy that he says a lot of stuff that like you might not be on board with. So just give him a shot, guys. Okay, give him a shot. Open mind. Alex Prozlowski, everybody. Alex, the stage is yours.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Controversial, polarizing. Great. Thanks a lot. Great great intro there, Linda Ellerbee of Nick News. I don't want to start on that note. Okay. Look, guys, we've had some fun. We've heard a lot of Western Union riffing, and that's great. That's fine and silly, but that's not my style. I mainly like to use this platform as a way to tell the truth. So I'm from Baltimore. Is it okay in D.C., this lovely city, to tell the truth?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Right off the bat, this is going to lose some of you. I don't like kids. Okay, I'm sorry, everybody. I don't like them. They're spoiled. They're irresponsible. They think they know everything, you know? I'll give you a case in point. They got this product called Baby Einstein, okay? It's this thing where they teach kids the basic principles of physics. And it's like, hey, I'm watching Nova on PBS. If I don't understand the string theory, how's a baby going to get that, huh? Baby Einstein, am I right, people? Come on, what is... It's more not on the kids as much as it is on the scientists. Like, it's like, scientists, get real. We got global warming and stuff. Come on, Baby Einstein... Jesus, Louise. Okay. Okay, this is for the fellas in the crowd. Okay? Fellas, I can see you out there. Give it a break, okay? The most condescending place you can take a woman, duck pin bowling? Are you kidding me? Do you know what you're saying when you do that? You're saying a woman is not strong enough to lift a normal-sized bowling ball. I mean, who thinks that's okay? It's like, you know, let's treat them as equals. I mean, it's 2012, 2013. I mean, who thinks that's okay? Sir, you think that's okay? You think it's okay? You don't think a woman? Hey, let's roll him down the lane. See how many pins he knocks down, huh, Jack Frost? Would you like that? I didn't think so. Just getting that out there. I'm sticking up for the ladies. Okay. I was at the shopping mall. You have those in D.C. I was at the food court. You're familiar with this thing, the food court? They have this soda fountain. It's got a lot of stuff. And there's this guy, he's about your age, about 40, 50 years old. And he's there, and I see him, and he's got his cup, and he's getting a little bit of everything. You got your Cokes, your Pepsis, your Sprite Zeros. He's getting a big medley. And I want to go up to the guy and go, hey, Pally, where do you think you're living? The greatest country in the world, the United States of America. Pick one! I mean, maybe I'm the only patriot in the room. I don't understand. I don't know what's going on here. It's just like... All I'm saying is, if it's not one thing, it's the other thing. That's all I'm... I have a few more minutes, right?
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, I'll try a one-liner on you guys. You guys like one-liners?
Yeah.
Okay. They say that revenge is a dish best served cold. But unfortunately, my childhood bully, Max Williamson, loved the deviled eggs I made him. they're served at a cold room temperature. Okay, this is good. Okay, this is a new bit I'm trying out. Dogs. Okay, we all know and love them. They're man's best friend. Don't get me wrong. Okay. But have you ever seen a dog that sees another dog from across the street? Have you seen how excited they get? And it's like, do we do that as human beings? I come into work and I see my coworker Cindy. Do I go, hey, Cindy, good to see you. How was your weekend? I don't do that. Oh, boy. I really thought that would go over a lot better. You know, usually that one goes over a lot better, so that's a reflection on you as a whole, not on me as a whole. Okay, you know, I don't want to take up too much more of your time with my diatribe. The main point here is that we have to get our priorities straight, people. We have to think about the things that are most important to us. We can't worry about our cousins. We can't worry about what she's doing. You know, she's 18 years old. Let her go to prom. It's your senior prom. It's the last chance she has to go to prom. Let her go. Let her put on her purple corsage and the purple dress and date your Teddy Pumpernickel or Timmy Pumpernickel. Let her have fun. If she happens to lose her virginity, it's not about that. So thank you. My name is Alex Breslovsky. Thank
Alex
you very
Breslovsky,
much.
Everybody. Give him a round of applause. Take a seat, buddy. Here we go. Alex, I want to thank you for doing the show. I've wanted to have you on for a long time. We don't have a lot of controversial comics on the show. They're very polarizing. Who are some of the guys that got you interested in being a truth teller?
Jeff Dunham.
Yep, he's pretty good.
Only some of the puppets. The terrorist one I really like.
Yeah, he's good.
Just because it's good to have diversity. There's a lot of white puppets out there, and
it's nice to like see different puppets
because. We see a lot of the same people. Like, if you look in the crowd, a lot of the same type of outfits and
That's
shirts.
True. Yeah, yeah.
And it's good to get out there and see different races and nationalities and things like that.
It's nice. It's like a coat of many colors or something like that. Coat of many colors.
A coat?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
a
yeah.
A coat of...
You should use that. Dolly Parton, here's a pen. Here's a pen. Here you go.
Did you just call me Dolly Parton?
No, she said that in a song.
Okay.
Alex.
Yeah.
What is your usual reception when you say such harsh truths to people that they don't want to open their eyes to?
If it's an open-minded crowd,
yeah.
Like I think this was a pretty give yourself
a pretty
round of applause. A very open-minded crowd.
You guys are doing it. Open-minded. Here we go.
And there's always two sides to every story, so they got both sides of that, and I really appreciate them being a receptive crowd.
Now, when you hear Bill Maher, do you think patriot? Or terrorist?
He's a comedian.
Yeah. Now, when you hear Jeff Dunham, do you think of patriot or terrorist?
Well, the stuff he's doing with the terrorist puppet really getting it opens your mind to the dangers of the world. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of the dangers of the world that kind of scare you? Like, what are the things that make you think twice about leaving the house?
The guest before me he looked like the guy from the shooting.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
So, and there's a lot of those, and I realized, like, you know, he might look like a guy that shot some people, but who's to say he's not a guy that could shoot some people? It just because they're going to put his picture out on the news doesn't mean that... Do you know what I mean? Like a copycat killer?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is he might be a copycat killer. That's all I'm saying, people.
What? Just because you haven't murdered somebody yet doesn't make you a murderer is kind of what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like that Dolly Parton song.
Yeah.
Coat. That's a callback in the comedy world. We do callbacks.
Do you teach stand-up? Have you ever thought about teaching stand-up?
Teaching.
Some of my favorite comics, they take stand-up classes, and boy, are they funny. They're just real funny. And I think maybe you have some things that you could teach other comics.
But do I teach them my jokes?
I don't care. It's whatever you want.
Okay.
Maybe your point of view. Where are you from?
The Baltimore area.
The Baltimore area. Now, when I say Baltimore and...
we say Orioles.
That's right, guys. Here we go. Do you have any playoff predictions? Your Ravens are in a big game this weekend.
They're in the biggest one that you could expect.
That's true.
This one is for the all the marbles.
It is, isn't it?
That's what we say at Baltimore when it's the wild card round. This one's for all the marbles.
Oh man, are there any other Baltimore sayings that you think DC should know?
Hun. Yeah.
Like a you child of hun?
No, I'm sorry. Let me start that over. You call people hun.
Oh, okay. Like a tilde hun.
Yeah, but
yeah.
You can't say a tilde hun.
You just say hun, but you really mean a tilde hun.
Yeah, do you like Baltimore?
I don't know.
A lot of crime.
Do you like crime?
No.
Oh, you should move.
Oh, God. You're right.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to plug?
I have a show. It's called Chuckle Storm, and it's on Wednesday.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be a really good show.
Yeah, it is. The 9th.
It's Wednesday the 9th, and then the week after that,
yes,
Wednesday the 16th,
yes,
I'm turning 26, everybody. So,
wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
How old are you?
30.
Oh, boy. But I need... no, you shouldn't feel bad, because I think...
I didn't say I felt bad.
You collapsed on the table.
I was shocked by your age.
Did you think I was younger?
No.
Oh. I thought I was older. So I need health insurance. So if anybody has any ideas...
Oh, yeah, that's good. Obamacare, yay or nay?
Well, they don't give it to you.
Yeah, they do.
You just have it?
Yeah.
So I'm set?
Obamacare, gifted.
Oh.
You know what, though? Could you talk in the microphone for a minute? I have a gift for you.
Okay. Is there a topic in mind you want me to address?
Freedom.
So we all have the freedom to cheer and boo. So after me, there's a sketch, correct?
Yes.
If you don't like it, just voice your opinion, guys. I mean, you don't have to walk out. The Apollo, they did it best with the Sandman and the hook.
Thank you. I have a small gift for you. And there's this presidential candidate that's running this year, and his name is Mitt Romney. So I really want you to have this. I really want you to have this Mitt Romney sticker. It says Romney, Believe in America, MittRomney.com. If anybody wants to take a photo of that, they can. You want to twit pick that, you can. If you want to Friendster that, you can. If you want a MySpace that, you can.
Should we get closer or?
Okay, so that, here mean? We go. We gotta. I believe that I'm of an older generation. I'm of the 30s, and Alex is part of the new generation. And I think together with these two generations working together, we could finally get Mitt Romney in office in 2013.
Hey,
so.
I'm part of a generation XXY.
What's up, guys?
Brandon Weatherby's chromosomes.
That's right. So this is a gift for you. You keep that. I want you to wear that proudly.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you one final question. It's from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD.
Okay.
I need you to pick a number between 23 and 26.
Since I will be 25 for only a little bit longer, let's do 25, quarter century.
Here's the quarter century questions. Are heart-to-heart talks more often a way for you and your partner to share feelings or to solve problems. Is that how you want it to be?
Do I answer the first part first?
Yes.
Okay. Heart to hearts, feelings, or problem solving?
Yes.
You know, there's other ways to solve problems. That's my go-to for feelings.
Pretty good.
Is a heart to heart.
Is that how you want it to be?
I see no other way about it.
That's true. Well, I want to thank you for spreading your beliefs and truths and opinions to this crowd. I think you've opened a lot of eyes tonight.
And I'll be spreading my seed after the show. So if anybody, I'm only a quarter century for a little bit longer. So I've never dabbled with the gentlemen, but gentlemen and ladies, if that's something you're interested in and continuing this society.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Alex Preslovsky.
Thank
everybody.
You.
Thank you. That was good. Coming to the stage for a brand new segment is a comic that I always make fun of, but I actually like because I don't talk to the comics I don't like. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very willing Sean Joyce, everybody. Here we go. That was perfect. Sean, do you know what song Ian just played?
I don't.
Suffolk City by David Bowie. Okay, so this is a brand new segment on the show. We've done it once in Chicago. This is our first time in D.C. There's a truth teller named Byron Allen. And Byron Allen has been a stand-up comedian since the 70s. He performed on Jay Leno when it was currently Carson Daly, which was currently the other guy, Johnny Carson, in the late 70s as an 18-year-old comic. Since then, he's gone on to do great things like start a show called Comics Unleashed. Comics Unleashed is a fantastic show which features four stand-up comics doing bits, but they're prepared as questions. So it's a completely awful bullshit show. This set is called Comics Leashed, and here's the premise. He just handed me his set list, and I will guess which each joke is about. Is that fun to you, Sean?
Can I offer a recommendation about this segment?
Go ahead.
I don't think you need the explanation.
Fair enough.
Does anybody know what that is?
That's why I just said the explanation.
It doesn't matter. You could just tell him what it is. Nobody cares about that old person.
He's still on the air.
How old is he?
19. He's 19. He's Nick Cannon. This is a Nick Cannon segment.
All right,
so here's your first note on... How many you got here? 10? Let me write this down. Sean, introduce yourself. Tell people what you do.
My name's Sean. Do you know about my video series I'm doing with Kyle?
No. Go.
Me and my friend Kyle, who's also a comedian, we do a little thing called the fucking corner, where we give sex and relationship advice on the internet. And you guys can all be a part of it. You can write in to the effing corner at Gmail. You can't say fucking in your Gmail address.
Really?
You're not allowed to say fucking in the
wow.
Gmail address.
Wow, see, that's some knowledge you just dropped. I'm proud
of
you.
So you can write us emails, and you can Google the fucking corner. Or you can type it into YouTube, and you'll find the videos. We're there
cool. Talking
about sex.
So I will watch these videos. I didn't know that.
We just started, man.
You're
we're
horrible
just
promotion.
Into it.
Okay, here we go.
I am horrible.
Number one, this is your opener.
Okay.
You have crime gymnastics written down.
No, gymnasts, that says.
Nope, I'm reading gymnastics, so that's what we're going to go with.
That says gymnasts.
Nope, it doesn't matter. It's my segment. Don't listen. I'm not going to listen to a guitarist. Why would I listen
it
to a guitar?
It does say gymnast.
Yeah, but you have horrible penmanship, so it's gymnastics. So give me the set list.
How's the penmanship?
It's like a B+.
B+? That's pretty good for me.
Why don't you type it out like a gentleman?
Who types out set lists?
Gentlemen. So this is crime gymnastics. My guess is that this joke is about how you just like to hit on women that are crying because they're weak and you have horrible game, and that makes you better at having sex with women.
That's pretty close.
Yeah? What is it about?
It was about when I was watching the Olympics and they kept showing all those gymnasts crying. I got really turned on. But I like sad girls. I like a sad girl, you know? They're a lot better. You run into, right? If you run into a happy girl, that's a lot of work.
That is, because then you
have
to be happy.
They got stuff going on in their life. You find a sad girl, It's easy. You just
is the person
you just hug them a little bit.
Is the person you're dating here tonight?
She's here.
Okay,
she's all right.
How you doing? Over. I'll buy you a drink. Thank you.
She knows I'm just kidding. You know.
Are you kidding? How'd you meet her?
She was. I saw her. I gave her a hug. I told her everything's gonna be fine.
No. That's how you met her? She was crying at a bar. You just hugged her.
No, she's friends with my friend, and we got drunk and we hooked up.
Cool. Warm drink. That's the second bit. Warm drink. That's about pee, right?
It's not about pee, no.
What's it about?
It's about the idea. They did a study. They found out if you hold a warm drink in your hand, you'll have warm feelings for the person you're talking to. Then you can fuck them.
So far, so good. You're getting more laughs than me. That's the premise. We're dissecting. Good job. Female version of me. This is how you want to date someone bald.
Oh, he's got to get me back. You got to get me back for too many laughs. Too many laughs.
No, I want everyone to laugh. What is this about?
This is about my girlfriend. She's very similar to me. She's like a female version of me. It's weird.
That's just cute.
But the thing is, here's what the joke is.
Go ahead.
Is that if I want to figure out what she's thinking, I just think about what I would think in that situation, which is very convenient, but it's annoying because sometimes I'll be sitting on the metro and I'll see an attractive lady, right?
Yes.
So I'll look at the lady and I'll be like, that is a good looking lady. And then I think, wait a second, this is exactly how my girlfriend thinks. And then I get pissed at her for checking out dudes on the metro. And then I'm just checking out dudes. I'm just like trying to, now I don't even look at girls anymore on the metro. I just try to figure out which dude my girlfriend's looking at.
You know? That got some laughs. You need to work on that. Number four.
These are not my go-to joke. You know my go-to
These
jokes.
Should be your go-to jokes.
My go-to...
This is your set list that you gave to me. You knew what we were doing. Number four. You fucker. Dick breath. B-R-E-A-D-T-H.
Okay.
Dick breath.
Why don't you guess?
That's
what,
about.
Why don't you guess what that joke's about that you heard 2 nights ago?
I'm gonna. And that's the problem with this.
That's why I didn't put my good jokes on there.
Yeah, that's why. It's about college basketball commentator Dick Vitale, and you wonder how big his dick is.
I was talking to Ruth one time, right?
Ruth Rasby is a comic in DC.
Which I'm not trying to. I normally don't name her, but since she performed tonight, but she was saying. You know, she didn't have a wide breadth of knowledge when it comes to dicks.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you trying to tell me? You don't have dick breadth?
Consider dropping that.
I did drop it. I brought it back for this.
Thank you so much.
Made me think of it.
Yeah. Number five, big group of runners. This one is about how you hate runners because you don't like to work out.
No, well, it's kind of...
What is it about?
I don't like... When you see a big group of runners...
Yes.
It seems like they're trying to have a good time and, like, make an event out of it. But that's not...
Well, if it's a race, it is an event.
It's not a race. It's a bunch of people out running. They're not in a race. They're training for something, you know?
Maybe a big race. They're training for a big race.
But they're trying to have fun with it, you know? And it's like...
Do you run?
The point... No, man.
Well, that's your problem.
What do I look like?
Like, you run. You're thin.
That's because I eat less.
That's true. Check my hand on that. That was very good.
Okay.
Number six. I know what this one's about. This is actually a good joke. Skull fucking.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a good joke. Keep it. This one's about skull fucking.
It's about skull fucking. That's right.
Nailed it. Okay. Number seven. The best shirt I've ever seen. The best shirt I've ever seen is a No Fear shirt at Six Flags Great America.
Okay.
And here's the kicker. Here's where the curveball. A girl was wearing it, and then she fucked a Marine on the roller coaster. Is that what your joke's about?
How could you possibly have time to fuck somebody on a roller coaster?
They are Marines, sir.
And you got the harness?
They are Marines,
all right,
sir.
But fair enough, man. I mean, maybe I didn't have their training, so I can't speak to that, I guess.
Why don't you train as a Marine? Because then you could fuck on a roller coaster.
That's a good point.
I know.
I get to that point, if once I accomplish everything else in the fucking realm, then I will train as a Marine.
Fair enough. What is that joke about?
What the fuck is the... what did I even...
The best shirt I've ever seen. You wrote this down!
I know. Well, we talked about it last time. That's about... That's about how girls think. Because my neighbor, I saw her and I was like, that's the best shirt I've ever seen you wear. And she goes, You hate all my other shirts.
Drop that joke. Number eight.
It is dropped. That's why it's on this list.
Number eight. Lifetime fucking card.
Yeah. Okay.
This is about how if you watch enough Lifetime television movies, you get a fucking card.
That's not what it's about.
What?
No,
it should be about that. That got a lot of laughs. What's yours about?
That's true. That's there's a lot of girls that are worried about how many guys they fucked. You know,
yes.
They want to keep their number down.
Yes.
If you happen to fuck one of those girls,
yes.
And you do like a even half decent job, you can fuck them forever because they don't want to add any more numbers. They'll just keep fucking you over and over again.
See, now to me that sounds more like a TED Talk than a joke.
I don't even understand that, man.
Perfect. I actually really like this joke, so I'm just going to let you tell it. Number nine, shredded pussy. Go ahead.
A lot of times you'll hear guys say, yo, I tore that pussy up. That's inconsiderate. I try to always leave that pussy exactly the way I found it. This joke works better when I'm standing up.
Yeah, that's the problem. No, that's a good joke. I like that joke.
Right.
Number 10, I don't know if I've heard of this, shaved balls.
You know...
Wait. This is not WTF. I have to guess.
Okay. It's not WTF.
This is last joke, number 10. This is shaved balls. Lock the gates, number one. Number two, are we cool?
What was number one?
Lock the gates. Sorry.
Okay.
He got it. Somebody back there got it.
I understand.
Shaved balls. That's self-explanatory and hack bullshit that you should drop from your set. So... what is the joke about?
Well, I never told this joke. I've never told
really?
It on stage. I wrote it all out, and this was going to be... A lot of times when I go to Solly's, that Brandon used to host...
I used to host an open mic, but I quit because it was the worst thing in the world.
And Brandon would give me a hard time for not telling new jokes.
Because that's the point of an open mic.
So I write extra jokes in case I didn't think of anything, and I wrote the joke about shaving my balls.
Do you want to tell it now?
Well,
stand
I can't,
up and tell
no,
it?
I can't tell it, man, because I don't even really know it. I so threw just... it on the end because I thought maybe we wouldn't get to it. It was, but the point of the shaved balls is sometimes I shave my balls. I don't always shave my mm-hmm. balls because, to be honest, like you're not getting your balls sucked that often, you know. But that's the way it should be. You shouldn't be sucking balls all the time. You got to hold some stuff back. You know what I mean? That's an important thing in relationships. That's why I don't throw out all my compliments right at the beginning. I keep some compliments back. I parcel them out when they're needed, you know? So don't be sucking on balls every single time. Wait.
Once again, that's more of a public service announcement than a joke. No, here's the thing.
I'm trying to help people.
You are helping people, but it's not a joke.
Maybe you got into a fight and you want to make up afterwards. That's when you suck the balls, okay?
That's fair.
Don't waste the ball sucking, okay? Hold it back a little bit. It's a special thing. It's not all the time.
You say horrible, horrible things, but I really like you.
I don't say anything. What's so horrible about that? People suck on balls. You guys suck on balls. You get your balls sucked. Everybody, it happens. It's a normal thing. There's nothing horrible about it.
Are you a horrible human being? Yes or no?
I think I'm a perfectly fine human being.
I do too.
Are you going to ask me? Were you not going to ask me a stupid question from your stupid book?
No, I actually brought you a gift. You're not very funny, so I bought you. I brought you this book. It's called Jokes to Tell. It's a Pocket Pal book. So I need you to guess. Hold on. I need you to pick a number between 3.
Oh, good. Okay.
And 218, and you get to pick a number from this book. And
I can pick any number.
Any 218. And you will tell a joke from this book and see how well you do. But you tell it standing up like a true professional.
All right, no problem. I pick 5.
5. There are 3 jokes written down.
I'm going to tell all 3?
No, pick 1. I'm going to introduce you. Stand up, though, and I'm going to have...
Can I get some music?
Yeah, I'm going to have the Nathan Jurgensen Experience play you on.
Hey, man.
You ready?
It's great to have you here.
No, shut the fuck up, Sean. Ian, are you ready? Something real shitty. Okay. Our next performer is he's a great guy. He's excellent at fucking, and he's a really great sport. He's dressed like every white man in Washington, D.C. after 7 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Sean Joyce, everybody.
You fucking with me over here? Are you? I don't know. I don't know what this... I don't understand music, guys. Okay. Oh, I like this first one. First one's a good one. Hey, guys. What do you get when you cross a rooster and a steer? Think about it for a little bit. A cock and bull story.
Sean Joyce, everybody, put your hands together for Sean Joyce. Sit down, buddy.
Oh, we're good. Oh, okay, we're good. I like that joke because it's got cock in it.
No one else in the room liked that joke.
It said cock, at least.
Okay, so this is for you to keep. Study that book.
Okay, good.
I don't know if you know this. That was Bill Hicks' favorite book.
Okay.
Who's Bill Hicks?
He's a controversial comedian who wasn't really that controversial in hindsight.
That's actually the most appropriate thing you could have said. Do you have any shows you want to plug?
I want to plug the fucking corner, guys. Get on board with the fucking corner. That's what I want to plug. I'm here tonight also.
Do you have a website for the fucking corner?
Well, we have a blog.
Yeah.
The blog is a little cumbersome. It's hard. Just type the fucking corner into YouTube. That's more important.
I highly doubt if someone types in the fucking corner, you're going to be the first result.
I tested it.
All right, fine.
You might not be the first result. If you just scroll
whatever
down.
The first result is, just click on that, and it's him. Good luck, you dummy. Really?
Into YouTube? There's not porn on YouTube. Yeah. Even in Google, it doesn't. It's there, man. Trust me.
I trust you. I'm going to test it while you leave the stage, okay?
Let's talk about some more stuff, man.
No, you have to get off. I'm done with you.
No. I think we should talk for a little bit. Let's have some conversation.
I don't care. I really don't care anymore. I have more guests coming up.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know you don't care. That's your problem. You don't care about the community. It takes a village, motherfucker.
Man, I thought we were on good terms. I thought it was going really well for a while, but we got off the rails.
No, we're on great terms, buddy.
Okay.
Do you hate me?
Not really.
That's cool. But it's not a no. Holy shit. Yeah, if you type in the fucking corner
Holy
into Google.
Holy shit.
Wait, you're blog.
Don't fuck with me.
Here's the address if you want to type it in
to your
browser. 1216blog.wordpress.com/the/fucking/corner.
Sounds fucking cumbersome, just like I said. So what do? Type it into Google, and then it comes right up. It sounds like exactly what I said.
I take it back. 1216 blog. It's that everyone's talking about that URL, man. Bing that shit. Comes up. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the extremely fun Sean Joyce, everybody. Coming to the stage for our second to last segment of the night is a fantastic stand-up comic, and she's going to give you guys advice. You sent in your question, and she's here for your help. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the extremely funny and talented Sarah Armour, everybody. Sarah Armour. Sarah, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Brandon. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Sarah, it is so nice to see you. It is so, so nice to see you. We have some questions that we took from the audience, and okay. We're going to... Are you ready to answer some questions, Sarah?
Yes. If I could...
Yes.
Because this is the segment I give advice.
This is your segment. It's advice with Sarah Armour.
I have a lot of wisdom to share. And there's something I wanted to advise to you.
That's perfect. You're giving an advice column thing.
So, I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you. And we all appreciate what you do. Right? Give it up. Give it up for Brandon.
Thank you, Sarah. That's unnecessary, but thank you so much.
Give it up. I wanted to talk to you about your excessive promoting of Cat Williams.
Cat Williams, the funniest person alive, the most important stand-up comic ever. Hands down.
this isn't, it's not your demographic.
What isn't my demographic?
It's a little bit urban for your demographic. Clap if you're black here. That was, it's dark, but I believe it's someone being ironic. You have an ironic, no, we have one black person then? We have a black person here.
What's wrong with that?
This material is all about... They left because this is not a black show.
Wait.
No, listen, Brandon. Cat Williams stuff's all about pimps and N-words. And
so what? It's pretty funny.
But you're turning people off. Also, because you're so extremely white...
What?
It comes across like, are you mocking
No, I love Cat Williams.
It doesn't matter. Your excessive promotion of it comes across like you're being like, look at that black person.
No!
Let's do this show in this neighborhood where black people live, but there aren't at the show.
Wait. I don't think that's right. I think that's kind of racist. Actually,
I
honestly do enjoy watching Cat Williams videos. I think he's a very, very funny guy.
I work in marketing, and I'm trying to build this show.
Well, this isn't all about marketing. I mean, this is.
Hello.
Okay, I gotta stop this right now. Adam Friedland, local comedian,
excuse
pretty popular
me.
Guy around town.
Adam Friedland, everybody.
Okay.
Know me, pretty smart. People look to me for advice, and Sarah, the advice that you're giving, I'd like to give you a little bit of advice on your advice.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And I think that you're a nice person, and we're friends. We've known each other for, what, like...
A month.
Probably. but I think that you are being... racist right now.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate that.
And
I work in marketing.
Yeah.
You're being a really racist right now. Brandon can like whatever comedians he likes.
Thank you.
Whether they be little black men or big black white women or whatever. Here's the thing, Sarah. Okay, we get the funny ha-ha girl kind of thing. Like, I get the thing that you're going for.
I'm not going for anything.
Okay, but, like, I've seen girls, okay? Like, I've seen Paula Poundstone's. I've seen Cho Margaret, which is the Korean way that you pronounce her name.
Yeah, you're so connected to the Korean community.
And I just don't... I don't know if women, if this is your racket.
You should stop.
Comedy, I don't know if women are funny.
Adam, stop. Sarah, let me get this. Adam, I know, like, it's really cool of you to come up here and defend me, but I think you're doing a very stereotypical Jewish comedian thing right now. I think you're playing in a lot of Jewish stereotypes.
Are you serious?
And I think that you're, like, funnier than that. And I don't really think that it's appropriate for the show to just be spouting off this, like, Jewish people are the best, everybody else sucks hatred that you're doing right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's kind of like reverse Hitler. It's not friendly to the show.
6 million, Brandon.
Yeah.
6 million.
But you've had 6 million quips. Oh, I think it's about even at this point. So.
Okay, the fact that you just called his Judaism out.
Yeah.
Shows how low class you are, because the Jews are the power people of America, and if you have a problem with the Jews, then you're never going to make it in this business, which goes back to my original point, which is that...
Do you think Cat Williams caters to the Jews?
I don't think it caters to
the urban hipsters, either.
Wait.
Everyone stop.
What?
Stop.
You stop.
Stop. Stop.
You stop.
Stop.
You stop.
Stop. Sarah,
you
I want to give you a little bit of advice on the advice that you are giving him, on the advice that he's giving me, on the advice that I was giving you, on the advice that you are giving him.
What?
Right now, by criticizing him for not being wealthy, for being trailer trash, okay?
He's trailer trash,
Adam. You are being classist, okay? You are completely disgusting. You're this New Jersey cunty Jewish girl, and you've come up on this stage and you're just making fun of this obviously poor guy that came from nothing, probably.
Well, I saw Titanic, and I know how it ended, so I'm just trying to elevate us all.
I don't even know what that means. That's such a cunt kind of thing.
Some people got in rowboats, and some people didn't, and I'm trying to get us all into rowboats.
Listen, Sarah, I just need to give you just a little bit more advice. Your braces make me want to vomit. They make me want to throw up. They're disgusting. I can't even see because it's sparkle, sparkle, sparkle in my face every time you're talking. And it's like, you know, like, you know, it's like, don't suck my dick, you know.
That's my joke.
Wait, Adam, stop. Sarah, stop. I got this one. Adam, you can't steal her material. You can't Mencia her bits. You're Mencine her bits. Don't do that. Don't steal her bits. That's a classic Sarah Armour bit. You can't do that. That's not fair.
Not to whatever, but you did a classic Cat Williams bit.
No, I did not do any classic.
Yes, you did.
No. That was a tribute act that you don't understand. You don't know how tributes work.
You don't understand.
You guys, listen, you guys don't understand how comedy works. Stop playing. Shut the fuck up. No one asked you to play. Shut the fuck up.
You're not a band.
I'm sick of this fucking bullshit.
You're just a man.
Stop playing.
You're just a man.
All right.
Stop.
Everyone, stop. Guys, I just thought of something.
What?
I just thought of something.
What?
Go ahead.
We're forgetting one really important thing in all of this argument. In all of this
argument. It was just
argument.
A conversation. It wasn't an argument.
It was an argument.
It was a conversation. It was an open argument. Dialogue.
Go ahead, Adam.
We're forgetting something very important.
What's that?
Guys, where are we right now?
The Wonderland Ballroom. Thank you guys so much for coming.
No.
We're in
no.
some swag attic.
Think harder.
Some Narnar performance.
Columbia Heights. Columbia Heights in the beautiful city of Washington, D.C.
Where are we right now in the world? Where are we right now? We're in America.
We're in America.
Okay?
We're in the greatest country
in the entire world.
Wow.
Okay? We're in a country that you could be a giant cunt with braces, or you could be a poor anti-Semitic asshole.
Thank you.
Everyone's accepted in America.
That's true.
Guys, we're forgetting our American principles.
Oh my gosh. Adam, that's the most beautiful thing you've ever said.
I know. It was a great bit.
He's right.
He is right.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm sorry.
We're in America.
We're in America.
Thank you.
USA!
USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! Guys, I want to thank each and every
Great.
One of you.
Thank
that
you.
Was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was, thank really you. Beautiful. That was an argument.
That was
thank
an
you.
Argument.
That was an argument.
Thank you.
Sarah Armour and Adam Freeland, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for putting her in her place. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Coming to the stage for one final thing is Ryan. Ian has got two shows coming up with Lenorable. You should go see them. One is at the Velvet Lounge next week, Saturday, and the other one is at the Rock and Roll Hotel, and that is the last Saturday of the month. So you should go to both of those shows. I'm going to put this here. Ladies and gentlemen, for our final act of the night, please put your hands together for a performance from Ryan Hunter Mitchell of Shark Week, everybody.
I made one mistake, trying to put your life back together. It was so out of shape. Who was I to try and think that I could ever really make it any better? I suppose you never would have listened anyway. I suppose you never would have liked those things I'd say. I want you gone. I want you gone. I want you gone. I want you gone. Got so close, didn't know for quite some time that I was in it. But the past always shows you can change the tide, find some compromise, get the best of every fight, never win it. I suppose we never should have happened anyway. I suppose that's just some clever thing we've got to say. I want you gone. I want you gone. I want you gone. I want you gone.
Hey, that's a new song.